All right, last day of Chol HaMoed, everyone. So this is our final chance to finish off over here. So we went through the piece in the Ramban, why Hashem does miracles, the three level of Kofrim, and that miracles answer up all three types of Kofrim. And then the Ramban gets into the fact that through the Nisim that happened, every single the amazing miracles that Hashem does out of the ordinary, it reflects on the ordinary things that are happening day in, day out. And it teaches us that Ein Bahem Teva Minhago Shel Olam, there's no real order of the world, and nature is all just a facade. It's all just a veil of Hashem hiding his the true nature of his actions. And therefore, the Ramban says that Hashem kind of, so to speak, he lights up the world with these amazing miracles just for a second, just so we can recognize that every single day we're living with miracles day in, day out. So now the Michtam Eliyahu has a very long piece called that's titled Nes V'Teva. Michtam Eliyahu is written by Irab Eliyahu Dessler. Amazing Baal Machshava, intellectual thought, philosophy, Jewish philosophy, and he writes a lot. On understanding nature, ways of the world, our own psychology. But the Michtam Eliyahu has a piece called Nes V'Teva, where he explains miracle versus nature. And over there he says, we're going to be in source number 6. This is just the snippet from a much larger piece. He says, Ateva Hester Nisim. What Teva really is the hiddenness of miracles. How so? Mahu ha'hefer shebein nes l'teva. What's the difference between a miracle and between your ordinary nature? Harei shneim al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hem. Both of them are through Hashem. Right? Doesn't make a difference if he's doing miracle, if he's doing nature. They're both just as hard for him to do. And both of them is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing if you peel off the layer. Al shayla zu gam harbe me'achinu hama'aminim yilagu lanu. Many of our own brothers who believe, right? You take from people around them. They'll make fun of us and they'll laugh at us. But Amrim, and they'll say, Bevadei hakol mimenu yisbarach. Yes, of course, everything's from Hashem. Ach ha'teva hu asher nosan Hashem yisbarach chok bebriya. But teva, nature, is something where Hashem put a rigid way of it happening in creation. Shetisnaheg banhaga mugvelas, that it has to happen within a certain order, within a certain boundary. Bederach siba umesovev, through cause and effect. Vekachi mitzius kol ha'olam hazeh, and this is how you find everything in this world. Verak lefamim bishvil hechrech godol, and only certain times, because of a great need. Ulemish yesh biyado zechios gedolos, and somebody who has tons of merits, where he's fit for Hashem to perform miracles for him. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotze mehagdara zu shagadar. Then Hashem, occasionally, if somebody's very on a very high level, he's a huge tzaddik, and Hashem has a great need, so then he'll leave these boundaries that he set, this nature that he set in place. Ve'osen nisim giluyim, and I'll do open miracles, shehem belishum siba tivis, that don't have any kind of natural explanation to them. Ve'chein hayu kol anisim, shebemikro v'shebedivrei chazal. This is how all the nisim, all the miracles that took place in Chazal, whenever our rabbis write in the Gemara about miracles that took place, or Kriyas Yamsuf, or anything that we find in Tanakh, that's how all these miracles took place, right? There was the people, they were on a great level. Hashem had a great need to do these miracles, and therefore he did them. But if you're then going to go back to this person and ask, what's this cause and effect that Hashem puts in place? Lama yotze ha-mesovev mitoch ha-siba, and why does the effect leave the cause? Meaning Hashem is the cause, and the effect is this amazing miracle that's coming out. Lamashal, for instance, ma yisavev es smichas v'yishavos ha-tevua. What causes the fact that plants can sprout forth, and that they can formulate food for us. Ya'anunu. So then he'll tell you, halo pashiru, it's so simple. Mikimin sheichinu asa adama b'charisha. So once you plow the soil, v'acharei kein zaro, and then you plant the seeds inside of it, v'gam hashku adama mayim, and you put water in it, and you have sunlight, right? Everything that the plant needs to grow. Harei lefonenu. So then we have in front of us all the needs that the plant has in order to grow properly and to create food for us. But then if you push further and you ask him, okay, who said that planting and that sunlight should be able to transform this raw soil into a growing plant that can provide food for us? Yilagulanu v'yanu. So then they'll laugh at us and they'll answer, halotiru beinechem, that you can see with your eyes, shekachu tamin, that this is always the way that it goes, right? This is how nature runs, that you plant the seed, you have sunlight, you have water, and then it's going to grow and provide food for us. Harei behechrech, ki amaisim halolohem hasibus ashechaka kashem yisbarach chok kavua ba'olam. Yes, these maisim that we do, of watering the plant, of all the forces of nature that we have, gravity, nuclear strong, nuclear weak, the fact that the centrifugal force, yes, Hashem put that into nature as a chok kavua, as like a set way of nature behaving, ba'olam, asher, hasibus halalu yigrumu as gido hatfulos, that when you put these things together, all the factors together, then it's going to cause the plant to grow food. V'hainu derech hateva. Yes, this is the derech hateva. This is the way of nature. Ach, kishenidayek yoser. But when you start looking a little bit beneath the surface, you start looking a little bit more, pushing further. V'nis amek, and you look deeper. Tamod hashela lefaneinu. The question always stands. Hein al kopone. Lo neda hamahalach lama hasiba misaveves hamesovev. Why at the end of the day is the cause causing this kind of effect, right? Why when you plant the seed, at the end of the day, who said it should grow? Maybe it should deteriorate. Who said sunlight should cause it to absorb and to be able to transfer that into energy, right? Maybe that should burn the plant. And who said gravity should pull things down? Maybe it should pull things upward. And so who said, right, all these forces of nature that we're able to look at, examine, and determine, who said they should work like that? When you take it as at a very fundamental level, all we know is that this is how it always works, and this is how we're able to see how things work. Ha'im ein zeb emes neis tediri, is this not? He's saying at the end of the day, is this not just a constant miracle that's taking place? The fact that these plants are growing and that gravity pulls downward and that all the forces of nature are able to work in harmony, and clouds can water the ground and then that creates enough water on the ground, but then it'll evaporate back up. So it can create a constant cycle. Elishur gulanu bebo, that we're so used to it. Penitzayer na lano, let us please imagine to ourselves and depict for ourselves. Ilu ra'inu kever asher ameish shenikvar bo kvar nechal kol besara v'yihila afar. If you have a grave where the dead person in it was buried and everything he's completely eaten up and he turns back into soil. V'hine le'at le'at me'omek ha'kever matchil itzmoach guf adam ve'ole derech ha'karka. And then slowly, what happens? A new person starts growing out of this old person who just deteriorated. What? Yes. Yeah. A new person starts growing out. Ve'ola derech hakarka ve'akever niftach v'yotze, and then all of a sudden, right, this grave opens up. Out pops a guy. Hey guys, how's it going? V'yotze ve'ola adam chai kechol achayim. Well, yeah.
Running 100 meters in 10 seconds.
Yeah. he gets up and there's a living man, right? Just like anybody else is alive. Mahayinu omer maza. What would we say, right? Everybody would be in complete shock. Hayim einza neis gadol shal tchilas ameisim. Is this not? This is tchilas ameisim, right? And people think it's lore. It's fairy tales when we talk about tchilas ameisim. But all it is that people are coming back to life from old old rotting bones. Why is this any different, he says, than the plant growing out of the ground, that it's able to take soil and create from it food? But for some reason, right, if a man grows out of the soil, everybody, no way, that's fairy tales, impossible that such a thing would happen. Right, and we say every single day in Shmona Esrei, Mechaya Mesim, in the back of our heads, you know, how many people really believe that Tachias Mesim is calling me? No way, you know, this is stuff out of the fantasy books. But every single day, we're able to witness the sunflowers growing out of the ground, all different types of life that's growing out of the ground and creating all types of unbelievable trees with very, very complex systems, xylem flowing, it's able to take sunlight, transfer it into energy. So you're really amazing, the systems that are within it. Why is it any more amazing the fact that a living person can come out of the ground? Makes really no difference. It's just how you change the kavua nature that Hashem set up in the world. So he says, Hanizras ba'aretz ha'vazera nirkav lagamri. What happens? You put the seed in, and then the seed completely deteriorates, right? It breaks apart, decomposes. Ve'acharkin machal etzmoach mitoch harikvon. And what does it do? Once it decomposes, then it sprouts forth from, uses its own seed that it just decomposed. It uses that as now its source of fuel to sprout up. Ha'im ein zeh techiyas ha'mesim mamish, is this not literally techiyas ha'mesim, where something's able to decompose and then sprout up anew? But we have fresh, there's almost no difference, he says. V'vadei kein hu, this is what there definitely is of Allah ha'fresh. Shal techiyas ha'mesim shal anashim lo hogan. What's the only difference? That when it comes to techiyas ha'mesim of people, oh, we're not used to such a concept. But when we see techiyas ha'mesim of plants, oh, that we're used to, of course, that happens, you know, day in, day out, we don't even bat an eyelash. If we would have been used to the opposite, where people would grow from the ground, and plants, no way, they couldn't grow from the ground. We would have called techiyas ha'mesim, oh, that's just nature, that always happens. And when it comes to plants that are growing from the ground, oh, wow, that's a tremendous miracle. I can't believe Hashem just did this open miracle.
You just have to look at the birth of a human.
Mm. Yeah, the amount of closing up, and its heart, which is so delicate, yeah, right? Yeah. Like a few seconds of it being closed or being open. Huh? Yeah.
But as we just said, it's a regular
occurrence. Yeah, it's a regular
occurrence. When we say we're so nice, the word nice, what kind of a miracle are we looking at? Is that a miracle or is it a sign? How would you translate
that? A sign or a banner. Because that's ultimately what a nes is, and that's the Maharal who says that the reason why nes, it comes from the, really nes means like a banner, to hold up like a sign, as Tibi was mentioning, to the world. And that's ultimately why Hashem does a nes. He switches teva in order that people say, hey, it's Hashem over here, and fits in very nicely to what he's saying, that when Hashem does a miracle, it's a banner, like, hey guys, I'm running the world over here, all the teva that you see that you're overlooking, that's me too. So that's why the Lashon of nes comes, because it's a banner to show that all the hiddenness is also.
I had a counter argument. You said, he started off by saying, people say that only great gedolim get miracles, right?
Yeah.
But the plagues were miracles, and Klal Yisrael didn't deserve them.
Yeah.
They got them anyway.
Yeah.
Splitting of the Red Sea was a miracle.
Yeah.
And they still didn't deserve it, but they got it anyway.
Right.
So Hashem decides, he decides.
Maybe it was the Egyptians who deserved them, not the Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah, could be. But also we had Zchus Avos. So like, and I can't, oh, he promised Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, as George was mentioning. Over Shabbos.
He promised that Avot, that I'm going to split the sea for you. I'm going to take you out, he said.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out. Fine, I'll take you out, but I can do it my way.
Yeah.
You know, not. I didn't promise them flags. I didn't promise them splitting the sea.
Okay, so there you can see it's more on the side of like Hashem needed to do the miracle, right, in order to, so that we can believe and
so
develop this relationship with him.
Between an individual and a nation.
Could be.
Yeah, maybe for Robin.
You know, Klal Yisrael has a unique mission in life, you know. So
yeah.
Yes, I mean, today it's miracles also, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It could be either like either Hashem really needs to do the miracle or we have zechuyos or
Tell your wife if she made that
cake,
it's a miracle. It's beautiful.
Okay. Thank you.
It just grew off the tree.
On
Pesach.
We split the cover.
Weren't sure if it was because Hashem all the plagues occurred because Hashem wanted to punish them for what they did to the Jews, or because they insulted Hashem, and he wasn't really interested in what in them. He just was, you know, punishing them for insulting Hashem and saying, you know, it was Hashem that we should listen to him.
Yeah.
And then that's why when they saw the Bnei Israel were lost in the desert, they said, we can go and chase them now.
Yeah.
So you know, it's not necessarily that Bnei Israel deserved the miracles. It's also that.
Egyptians deserve the punishment. Very good. So final paragraph over here, number 7, where he puts it all together. Avala MSC, the truth is, ki ein bein neis va'teva klum. No difference, really, in essence, between neis and teva. One is just a repeated miracle, and the other one's a one-off miracle, right? But they're both miracles to the same degree. The fact that Hashem is able to do something in this world, no reason for it whatsoever. When you get to its root, kola olam kulo ein lo shum siba zulas ratzono yisbarach. The whole world has no other reason for it other than the fact that it's ratzon Hashem, that it's the will of Hashem. Ratzono hayinu ma'isav, and his will, his actions v'anagaso, and the way that he behaves in this world. He interacts with us. Ki kol asher b'ratzono mishave me'elav, anything that's within his will. It actualizes and it becomes on its own. Rak zesh anu korim lo neis, but this that we call a miracle, haynu ratzon sheyishaveb inyan shelo hergalnu bo, that's Hashem's ratzon, which we're not used to seeing, right? That's Hashem's will that we're not used to seeing in this world. Umemela achidush po'al banu, and the fact that it's so out of the ordinary, it creates within us lis orer, to get all aroused, and whoa, couldn't be 99% accuracy, v'liros bo'as yad Hashem, and all of a sudden we see the yad Hashem. V'zesha anu korim teva, and this that we call teva, hu asher ratzon yisbarach sheyatmid ofen echad asher niyem mergalim bo. That's when Hashem just constantly does something in a certain way. We get so used to it. V'yamakum l'nasos es ha'adam, and through that, it's an extra challenge for a person. It challenges him to a higher degree. Im gam, because if even in this, yira ach es ratzon Hashem levad, he can only see the ratzon Hashem, right? Even when he witnesses gravity, witnesses his body able to function, and all the millions of processes that are taking place, b'chol eis, b'chol shah, every single moment of the day. O yachshov ki masa Hashem yisparach es ha'kolchos leteva. So that a person shouldn't think that Hashem gave over his kochos, his abilities to the nature, and clicked the auto button, right? And now he's not involved in the world. V'shabetoch ha'teva yesh gam la'adam atzma koach lifol b'derach siva u'mesovev. Even in nature, a person has the koach, he has the ability to function with cause and effect. Lefi zeh. Hateva einenu b'mitzias klal. There's no such thing as teva at all. There's no such thing as nature at all. Elahi rak kachizas einayim la'adam. It's only optical illusion, right? It's only an optical illusion for a person. Sheyiel o makum litos v'gam livchor be'emes, in order that he can make the mistake and he'll have his own free will to choose truth. And to be able to choose Hashem and see Hashem and his ratzon from his own volition. All right, so that's Nes, Teva, everything being miracle, and the purpose why Hashem does miracles, to stand out and to reflect that even in the day in, day out, even in what we call nature, that's a miracle as well. Yeshakoch, everybody.